The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow autocross out in the... Hold on.
No. Keep all of this in there. What are my fellow autocross?
I'm in so much pain. You know, I'm on these goddamn pills. You don't give a shit.
Use your back to talk.
It hurts. I don't even know. The pills don't make me think straight. I definitely fuck up a lot.
Dude. Let's get some. Where are they at?
I have like 40 left.
Can we snort them? Where are they at?
Wait till I feel better.
It's getting nice, dude. I don't feel good.
Show this week.
I don't feel good. You can't give me some painkillers, dude?
I don't give a shit about you. Just read our story later. You'll see. Yeah, you fucking leave me hanging. We do this show live every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
I give you a halfy. I mean, how much would you have to do yourself later?
That's worse.
Is it worse?
I think it's worse.
Shannon, just so you know for the record, I would rather you touch my dick and not finish me off than not touch my dick at all.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Right, good to know. Sophie Vaughn comes in the studio, performs live.
And, does not touch any of our dicks, by the way.
No. And we're doing erotic fan fiction finally. We've been talking about it forever. It's finally, we're going to read a story on She's going to perform live. It's going to be a good show. Use the code SDR at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Get 20% off the entire network and a 7-day free trial. Or just listen anywhere. We've been in the top 200 like every day this month.
God,
you don't care about that shit because you don't care about this show.
Don't say that. I don't give a fuck where Legion of Skanks is either.
I know. You don't care about anything.
I don't know where Bonfire is. They don't tell you.
Would you let it this way? If they told you, hey,
Bonfire might be a complete failure for all I know.
If they would tell you, hey, we'll tell you where you stand in against every show on Sirius XM, would you have no desire to know?
Oh, no. I definitely want to know.
There you go.
Yeah,
that shows the answer right there.
Yeah, but there's only like 7 shows. We're going to be one of those 7.
All right. Here it is right now, the Sophie Vaughn episode of the SDR.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
All right, better late than never.
Oh, come on. Don't be that guy.
It's not your fault.
It was my fault.
No, but we had a little bit of a small streaming issue, too.
We would have found that earlier, though, probably.
Right.
I'm running a little late, but I had today, I mean, I feel good.
I don't.
Right now. I have just a pep in my step because left my phone in the Uber when I got home from work.
Mm-hmm.
He took off. Didn't think to call the phone right away. I was trying to figure out Uber stuff, but it's all attached to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't figure that out. And then when we got upstairs, we're like, oh, let's call my phone a ton. And we finally got a hold of the guy. $100 versus $1,300 for a new phone.
Oh, wait, let me ask a question. Hold on. First, Frank, I know you're listening. Can you bring Jay one of these Perriers and put some tequila in it like I did, please?
Yeah, pour a little out and then sprinkle a little tequila. Thank you.
So, happened to me recently. My mom left her purse in and sort of freaking out and crying because she...
Phone in there also.
Her purse, her life was in there. You know, when she was here...
Phone's big.
Phone is big. But because I use Uber all the time, you get Uber Diamond... Which means
you get a phone number.
You get a phone number.
A lot of people don't have the phone number.
A lot of people don't have a phone number. And you get a person immediately.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, I would say within 15 minutes, she got that bag back with it.
Yeah, mine was 20. 20 minutes the guy brought back, but I had to promise him a hundo.
Yeah, with me, it was just, I gave them a tip, but it just was like, it was so easy. Uber Diamond.
That's huge.
Very easy.
Makes how do you get
I wish
that?
I would have called you to find
you could call me. That's what I've done. Yeah. So I use Uber a lot for the ladies.
Oh, God. You are a creep. He's not talking about getting them there. He's talking about sending them away. What a piece of shit.
And that's how you get it. The more you use it, once you get it, it shows you your status. By the way, I also found that there's a way to see... there you go. There's tequila in there.
Damn,
that would have been great.
Frank,
right?
That was awesome.
Right
though.
In Sophie's lap. That would have been great.
No, I just mean the fact that he tried it. He was like, nope. That's not how it works.
You can see
booze
your...
Now.
Your
I'm having booze, too.
There we go. Let me Booze.
Burt Kreischer was on Bonfire Day, so we've already drank.
But it shows you your status, but you can now, there's a way to see your reviews. And I have 11 one-star reviews.
Can you read what they wrote?
No, you just, I don't know why.
Know if that'd be the law, I feel like.
Well, you're getting very close to the mic, please. So.
Well, I know my rating's a 4.7 something, which is very low.
So is mine.
That's very 4.73.
Yeah, I think anything below, like, actually, sometimes
probably.
When you're below 5, some of my friends are like, how?
Jay, just aim her mic a little bit.
Well,
just, there we go.
I'll tell you why. It's because...
Perfect.
It's, again, and I think you know this with all kinds of rating systems, right? Pretty much everyone's 1 or 5 or nothing.
Yeah. You never give anyone a 4-star or 3-star.
I
give a lot of like 3-stars.
3s and
4,
really?
But, like,
do you give 2s?
Every now
like
and
that?
Then I'm like, 2 feels like a lot, so I'll just say 3.
I don't, no, I don't have that.
I don't, by the way, I've only, you're in the
I
same.
I skip the ratings
unless something fucking horrible happens.
Oh, yeah,
happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But I'm saying, so anybody gives 5s or 1s. So to have a 4... 0.77
means
I've got a lot of ones.
I have 11 1-star reviews.
Can I tell you when it changed? When it changed, when it started going down and I started to get it back up a little bit gradually through time. When me and Christine used to take an Uber to work every day, she's a producer on my radio show, also on Sirius, so we'd go to work together. And we ended up not doing that because just the how many times, figure in a month, 3 times, you know, 6 Ubers a week to and from work. In the 3 days, like how many times we were just bickering or arguing about, or just something in there where it's like they just definitely didn't feel like hearing that the whole way.
That's funny.
Like, is what it was. It lowered my rating significantly. Yeah. She started taking the train up before me because she was supposed to be up there before me anyway. Mm-hmm.
And then your ratings started going up.
Started
That's
going
funny.
Up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, is your rating also 4.7?
I actually don't know, I want to check, but.
You can check. Has your phone handed? They'd be curious.
Okay, well.
What's yours? I'll check mine right now.
Check mine. We'll do our Uber rating checks.
I use it all over the country so much, though, too, keep in mind.
Shannon, get yours, too, please. I'd like to know.
These hillbillies in the middle of the country don't know what's up.
Oh, I hope.
I'm 4.88.
Oh, of course.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. What are you, Jay?
Wait, I need to rate someone before.
Yeah.
What am I going to give him?
Oh, I got to give this guy 5 stars.
I'm giving him 5 stars.
Thing. What do you have, Jay? Got to know. God, I hope I have.
4.78.
God damn it. I'm 4.74.
Wait, what? Hold on.
4.78.
Oh my god.
What are you?
I haven't looked at mine in so long, I have no idea why.
What is it?
Wow.
4.57.
Whoa.
But I never do anything. I'm
That's
so confused.
Wow. I'm the nicest person in the group.
What wow.
I'm nice.
Whoa. That's damn. Awful.
Ugh,
Sophie, what do you just read? It must be
like when I like got Uber pools with all my fucked.
Oh my
what
god!
Not my fucked up friends, but when we're all.
Do you play
Hitler's
Mein Kampf audiobook on full volume in the back seat?
Jesus Christ, that's crazy! All right, let's introduce our guest. By the way, I got a few things to talk about. But so this is how this happens. By the way, I would say that we get about 20 to 30 requests a week or emails a week, guests that could possibly come in or whatever, and. I try to listen to the music or I try to look up the person if I don't know them. And sometimes I don't like them. Sometimes I do. But I heard a song from this woman, immediately liked it, and said, yeah, we'll definitely have her on. And turns out you were coming. You were born
what
here.
What if she's non-binary and you just called her a woman? How do you feel?
Well, I know she's very ambiguous sexually. I think I read that online, that you don't really talk about it much. I think that I read that.
You read that online?
I did read that online. I do my.
Did you write it online?
I wrote it. I was on the road.
Ralph, put that on your Wikipedia. Yeah.
But born in New York and then moved to London, but been all over the world. Grew up and did school in Zurich and shit. Like, that's why your accent's a little off.
I moved a lot before London, but is my accent off? Because half the time, whenever I tell people that people tell me this, no one believes me.
You know, your accent like, screams 1-star Uber rating. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, you're never going to find.
For some reason, right when I said that, I was like, I'm going to regret this.
Can't believe how low
you
are.
But I'm actually like, I'm not even, I just do nothing usually. No. I don't understand how I could be a good.
I always talk a little bit to the guy. How's your day going? All right, cool.
I talk in the beginning like I'm normal.
I say hello and all that stuff. And then I end up tending to Shazam their wacky ethnic music.
Do you really?
And then I go on Bonfire and then I play. I go, hey, do you want to hear religious music sang in Portuguese?
That's funny.
I got it.
It's
I got
amazing.
It on my Shazam now.
I admit, then is that fuck up? You're like, no, the Shazam goes to Spotify. Do you have a link to your Spotify?
First of all, Shazam goes to Apple Music.
Oh, for you. For me, it goes to Spotify.
Oh, why you don't have Apple Music?
I have an Android. I don't know.
God, dude.
You don't know that
so
story?
Lame. I know the Android thing and the girl called you a loser. Yeah.
Call me a broke loser.
And then you explain to her that all you have is PC in your house.
I met a girl on Instagram, right? I got her number.
It's not going to sound place better to the meet. Second time.
Yeah, I'll just tell you, this is on, not everyone that follows me right. listens to the show.
Ralph was stalking.
Yeah, so I got her number and we're texting and she immediately responds with, oh, you don't have an iPhone, you must be broke. And that I thought was a fucking strange thing. That was her first response to me. Literally the first text message
back. She tried to iMessage you?
I guess, you know, because you see, I don't have an iPhone, but I guess it comes up a different color, right?
This is why everyone needs to use WhatsApp.
Yeah, I prefer WhatsApp. But anyway.
Why? Because it's encrypted. No one can hear your creepy shit. You're such a creep, dude.
No, Facebook owns it.
You know, I'm a pedophile hunter now.
Yeah, I thought you were going to show up at my house. I want to talk about that. So I said, I explained why. I like to build my own computers. I like the openness of an Android, blah, 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 right? And she goes, thanks for mansplaining, and then she blocked me.
Damn.
And I thought, it's not mansplaining if you say something and I respond to it. Especially that is Ralph not mansplaining.
I actually agree, that's not mansplaining.
It's not mansplaining. You know, and you said a shitty question, and I explained back why.
So, wait. So tell me what you said again.
I said I build my own computers. I said, I like the openness of Android. I build my own computers, and they work better with a PC than they do with an Apple.
Not that I need to explain to you, princess. Which does change the dynamics a bit.
Yeah, if I would have said that,
you go, hey, cupcake, I actually build my own computers.
Yeah, so anyway.
So anyway, that's why I do that, princess.
And then the last thing I want to say, I want to ask you a question, we're going to get into what Sophie's here for. You know I fucked up my back and
I assume it's music, right?
Yes, I'm currently wearing a back brace because I'm in pain.
Oh, are you working overnights at Home Depot?
Yeah, that's why I was lifting packages up in the back.
Oh, okay.
I can't bend. I'm horrible. I went today to get to go see my back guy. Did you ever go with him? I think I sent you to him
Your
once.
Your back guy?
Yeah, the sports medicine guy. Didn't you go to him once?
No.
I don't know why I thought you did. And I go there.
No, I only went with a fucking doctor. What's her name? Convicted felon.
I still see her. I like her.
Me too, dude. She rules.
She's great.
How cool it is your doctor went to jail?
She really is a badass.
She fucking
rocks. What did
rocks.
She do?
She...
That's exactly what she did. I know. Do you know the whole story?
I know the whole story. Yeah. You tell the story.
She took... When she came out of school, when she had started her own practice here, they have to send off all their blood work and stuff to a laboratory. And one of those laboratories came in and did the, like, send all of your stuff to our laboratory and we'll give you, like, X amount of dollars a month to do that. And
like she
was just like, and she was just like, what do I give a shit what lab it goes to? She's like, yeah, sure, okay. And she did it. And then when that got exposed, it was like she was in danger of going to jail and getting losing her medical license and all that stuff. And like, but she, I think it was cool what she did to like kind of counteract it. The reason she didn't get in trouble was before she got like sentenced or went to trial, she started speaking at medical schools.
Because she said
explain, like, that he was like, that's very illegal. You can't do it. Because I know it seems like she, because when she explained it to me, I'm like, yeah, I would do that.
Yeah,
someone's
of course.
Like, hey, here's $5,000 a month to do this. Like, sure.
It's different than there's a
suspicious,
thing.
Suspicious, though.
No, the part that's suspicious, like when you hear them all hacking a specific drug, you know, that you see, that feels shady. But a lab, you're going to use a lab anyway.
You have to use a lab. So it's like sometimes they go off to this one or that Quest Diagnostics.
Yeah.
So basically one of those companies came to them and was like,
I would be like,
only
seems
use
convenient.
Our lab.
Yeah. I mean, I have to get my results anyway. So why not take
Makes
a kickback?
It faster for both of us.
Yeah. And she said also to me, she goes, you would think if that's illegal, they would explain that to you in medical school. Don't do this. And it was never brought up. And she speaks at school.
And I think that's why she didn't get in much trouble.
Yeah.
She didn't lose her license or anything. She can't prescribe medicine. I know that.
Really?
If you get a prescription on her thing, it's coming from her
assistant. Wow. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm on from the back guy. Really quickly. So I went to see the back guy today, and I sat in the office for 30 minutes, and he never showed up. And I go, I'm sorry, what's going on here? And they go, oh, no, he's not here today. They canceled every appointment but mine.
Oh, nice.
Which put me in a fucking miserable mood. But I had my... doctor had prescribed baclofen for me.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it is. It's hilarious that it has baclofen. The word baclofen. The word back is in it. And
really?
Yeah, and it's a muscle relaxer. And
okay.
I'm taking Handlinol for my hands.
Yeah, exactly.
They're very sore.
It's such a weird thing. But the first thing, when I Googled it, the first thing that came out was baclofen is awesome, and the next one was baclofen recreational use.
Nice.
And I've been taking it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have like, they gave me, this is the thing that's fucking weird. They gave me 50 pills.
Right? Can I give you a couple,
I can give you
dude.
All of them. I'm trying not to take them too much.
Don't you dare.
I actually had friends who had like had muscle relaxers for some reason, nice. And their doctor always gave their doctor always gave them so many, like,
it's crazy.
We had them for like all years.
Yeah.
You want a muscle relaxer?
Damn, man. You guys want to take muscle relaxers? Just go hold hands outside and sing songs?
I'm trying not to. You know?
No.
I'm trying to. They said
you didn't mean no. You said no for the people listening.
For the people listening.
But your heart
no,
said
I
yes.
I literally never did that on muscle relaxers.
La, la, la,
and then today,
la, la,
la, yesterday, la, la, la. The doctor, she offered me Valium if I needed it, and I said no to it.
Yes, Ralph. Do you have friends? Care about one of us once in a while. Damn, dude.
Yeah, so I didn't do it. I know. I can get it though. If you
want me to do your back?
Yeah.
I'm do your back real quick?
You want to get some back? No, I would be afraid for you to do
Stop
that.
Stop it, dude. I'm great at this.
I would be afraid. I would shit my pants.
No, dude. I crack that shit up nice.
I don't think that's good for you.
Shut up. Why is there a whole profession based around
that? Yeah, I don't know. Why is there a whole profession prescribing fucking drugs that get people addicted?
Did you ever ASMR chiropractics?
No, I can't.
Oh, my God. I could jerk off to it. It makes me so happy. Stopped going to a chiropractor because he was only just doing the same old horseshit every week. I'm like, dude, where's the thing where you make my legs crack and shit and my ass and all that stuff? And he was like, it's all for show. And I'm like, nah, I need it.
Yeah, I don't think I need a crack. I have a fucking muscle problem. I have a fucking muscle problem. It's
what struggling. Is it?
It's right.
You have woman muscles in a man body?
It's, you know, it's right, the bone.
Thank you,
the
Shad.
Bone right above your like.
Shad, can you unmute yourself when you laugh at my jokes?
I heard the squeaky toy from Dawkins, so I shut my mic off so it wouldn't come through.
Oh, I like the doggy. Really quickly, the doggy. How did that come about?
Well, I'm on the road constantly. Christine's home a lot.
Christine's gonna fuck the dog. What's the purpose of that? I'm saying,
and she's lonely and she wants someone to fuck her. And we got this dog. Unfortunately, it turns out it's a girl dog.
Because you're
which
not
makes me more comfortable because I don't really think lesbians just cheating.
You've never been a dog guy that I've known.
I'm still not a dog guy, and I feel like the dog feels that. It's much more loving to Christine than me. However, I do love the dog. It's a doll, and she's going to be great. I am not a patient.
An animal person.
No, I think dogs are great, but I don't need more responsibility, and the dog's definitely more responsibility. But it's she's so adorable, and she's going to get better. It's kind of fun even watching her, like, go from, like, not shitting outside at all and, like, destroying our carpet to, like, now she's shitting outside probably once, twice a day. It's pretty, it's getting better. So it's, like, she'll
be fine. Funny.
And the rewards when she's, like, because we have Justin and everything, you know? So, like, she's going to be eventually a dog where you're, like, you know, Dawkins here and, like, it'll stand right next to you, like, at attention. Like, that's going to be great.
You're so good around kids. I've seen you with infants that is, like, amazingly sweet and nice to kids.
I've had a kid for 19
years. Still, that doesn't mean that everyone's going to be good with kids. But
true.
You were, I never saw you, like, react to an animal the way that you react. Like, people react to animal. An animal, someone brings a dog somewhere, it was like, and you're like, whatever.
You could see it in people. You know who's not a dog person? For Tom, who works here?
Yeah.
Because Tom's met Dawkins coming to play basketball, and I could just see.
Fuck.
No, he doesn't give a fuck. He comes over and pet, but the same way I would, I'd be like, what a cute puppy, and pet it and kind of walk away. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, taken by animals like that. But I do feel like an ownership over this dog. Because it's a rescue, which is kind of cool.
That's cute.
We ripped her out of her sister's arms, which was awesome.
Sophie, do you have any animals? Sophie, do you have a dog?
Yeah, I actually used to have, like, 5. My mom got addicted to buying chihuahuas.
5? No,
it's better than fentanyl.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Sean.
So we had 4 chihuahuas, but then once, like, I was really upset because I really wanted a dog that wasn't a chihuahua. So once, I wasn't really upset, but you know what I mean. Once then I had to get, like, something removed from my, I don't know, I had, like, eye surgery.
Did you try Ilefin? Because that might have worked.
What is that?
I don't know.
The back thing. I didn't try it. I should have. But, like, while I was going down on anesthesia, I was like, I want a dog that's not a chihuahua. And then she got me a Corgi.
Oh, that's funny. That's
for
nice.
That reason.
Do you still have him?
Yeah, Skittles. Oh. She lives in Germany.
You know, speaking of which, I just learned this yesterday. Apparently, the worst food to eat on the planet, Skittles.
Really?
The worst thing. Like, as far as, like, the chemical makeup... The nutritional value.
I believe it.
It is literally the worst thing you could eat for your body.
It's candy I've never once purchased in my life, and I've only eaten upon, like, free. It's a big staple of craft services of things, and you just take, like, a little spoonful of them and put them in your hand. But every time I have them, like, they pulverize to grotesque sugar that almost burns your throat.
Yeah. Why did you call them Skittles? Because you love Skittles?
I don't know. I think it's I looked in like a name book. I was like nine.
Okay, fair. Oh,
it was the Wu-Tang.
But
name
I named
generator.
Them all. I named them all the Chihuahuas. Besides
Skittles,
one
Snickers.
Full name is Skittles the God.
Skittles, James Bond.
Oh, okay. So just all fun, cute names.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show, and that, of course, is Zippix Toothpicks. Ralph, these things rule. I know you don't give a shit about anything nicotine, but it is my life's fuel. And if you want to quit smoking or you just have a lot of places you go where you can't smoke,
right.
These are great. You get a nicotine buzz quicker because the nicotine is, they call it sublingual absorption. I don't know what that means. I think it's just dunked in nicotine, and it works very, very quick. It's supported thousands of people trying to quit smoking and vaping, and it comes in six amazing flavors, and flavors are a big deal. One of them, Ralph? Watermelon. Pretty exciting.
I imagine also great for a plane.
Oh, they're huge on a plane.
Yeah.
Because you can't vape on a plane either. Right. I mean, you can, but like, you're sort of a dick. No one really says anything, but like, you know you're a dick. You know. You can use Zippix anywhere. You're not allowed to vape or smoke, and there's no smell. There's no smoke, obviously. You don't have to hide cigarette butts. And they cost way less than cigarettes, dip, or vapes. And if you go to ZippixToothpicks.com right now, at ZippixToothpicks.com right now, use the promo code SDR10, you're going to get, how much think off, Ralph?
5%?
Nope.
7%.
Up?
9%?
I'll give you one more guess.
Is it 10?
It is 10%,
oh,
Ralph.
Oh, my God, SDR 10%. 10,
to get 10% off your entire order today, once again, at ZippixToothpicks.com. Leave the flub in there. It's hard to say. Zippix Toothpicks. They could have thought about that better. ZippixToothpicks.com. I'm getting gook in my mouth.
You made fun of me at the top of the show, you piece of shit.
Zippix. Zippix Toothpicks. This is going to be my new vocals warm-ups.
Red leather, yellow leather.
ZippixToothpicks.com. Z-I-P-P-I-X Toothpicks.com. Promo code SDR10. Get 10% off your order. Where were we?
So I'm going to say this. The video I saw, which
is... Scrunchy Face Killer.
Jay, I think you dig the video. The video is called Next to Me.
Dog Juan.
The first song I saw it for you. And there was this really wild dude dancing the whole time. That's what I found captivating in that video.
Yeah, that's a great...
Can you play a little bit of a chant? I don't know. I want Jay to see this.
What's the name of it?
Next to Me. And I saw it. I'm like, you know what? This chick's different. Let's have her on the show. And
hey, why don't you call her this chick? That's cool. She probably loves that.
That was me saying it back then. It's better than you cursing like an animal.
God.
Am I fast forwarding to a certain
Yeah, just
point?
Like go like 30 seconds in a minute. You'll see this guy here.
I haven't watched this in a while.
He starts dancing like a lunatic.
Good looking fella.
Yeah.
He is.
I give him credit. He's dancing by himself the whole video.
Yeah, he was improvising.
What's the credit?
Being a dancer?
Huh? No. This guy.
I couldn't dance straight for fucking 3 minutes like this.
This guy's fantastic. I'm saying Ralph's approach was to say, I give this guy credit. He dances himself the whole time.
I couldn't do that for Could you do that for fucking 3 minutes straight, Jay?
He's a professional day. He's fantastic.
I give him credit
Taylor.
Oh my God, Shannon, you know what I mean, right?
Yes.
Thank you. You know,
Jay,
I give this guy credit.
Yeah,
I give
you credit
for being. He's doing what he's trained to do.
I give you credit, Jay, for being a comic. Is that okay?
Oh, buddy. Don't give me tequila and act like this. It's a sick outfit, by the way. Talking to you, Sophie.
Thank you.
Is that the Crush Velvet?
Thank you. Crush Velvet?
Is it? I don't know.
Is that a color or a brand?
No, the texture of the material.
Oh, it's corduroy. Is that the same thing?
No.
Is it corduroy? It looks like velvet.
It's corduroy. I guess corduroy is like
when you walked
skinny
it, go,
pieces
beep, beep,
of velvet.
Beep, beep, beep. Did you make that noise when you walked? I couldn't wear corduroy when I was young because I had fat thighs.
That's so baggy.
So how did you find that guy?
My videographer was friends with him, and that's how we found
him. Was it a one-take thing, or did you take a few and then put that together?
We took a few, but we only did it in like 4 hours.
Okay. What do you manage, Jay?
Is it a one-take thing?
I'm curious.
It was four different locations, Ralph.
No, it was the same location.
No.
Jay?
It was just different.
Different places.
Different angles. Maybe they had more than
true,
one camera.
True, it can't be one. I mean.
It wasn't just one place. I'm not saying it was one area, but he wasn't just standing in the same
place.
Does
it count as one take if you chop the same take up?
Yep.
If he danced for like 40 minutes straight and then.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
You never stop filming, and it's all taken from him dancing straight for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Jay? You're welcome.
Ralph, it's one take.
Hold
here,
on.
Come here.
All right, thank
peace.
You. You want to take
wait,
back
it's
your,
not one take.
Take back your
that was,
smirk to Shannon?
It's no, not
Shannon,
one take. Though. That was just
Ralph,
a question
right?
I
what a fucking doof.
I give him credit for that.
You know what, Ralph? I'll give you credit for saying that.
Thank you.
You know, I'll allow it.
Thank you. So you just came here from London 3 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes.
And you're playing, if you're watching live, you're playing Rockwood Music Hall tomorrow night.
Hell yeah.
First time playing there?
Yeah, it is.
So you're, is this your like, come back to America as a singer, or were you've been here before touring as a singer?
No, I think my comeback as a singer here was at Arlene's Grocery.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. That's a nice place too.
It was really fun.
Are you excited to be around circumcised penises again? I mean, generally speaking.
Yeah, it was one of the most exciting things about coming
back. Right? Probably smells so much better here for that reason alone.
What do you think the ratio is in Europe of circumcised to uncircumcised versus America? You think it's 80-20 in either direction?
I think America's probably 70-30 at least in circumcised. I mean, for people who are circumcised. And then the UK, my guess would be almost the opposite of that.
That's what I think. I think it's a polar opposite, but I think 70-30 is wrong. I think it's 80-20.
Really? You think Europe at this point, knowing how those weird dicks
here.
Look.
80-20 here.
In circumcised.
Yeah.
But over there, you think 80% 70-30. Are uncircumcised.
70-30, I'll go there.
Because I'm going to say, that's words out. The internet's here. Hmm. Everybody knows they don't have to live with those wacky looking fucking dicks. It wasn't, listen, the Jews figured it out, okay?
We did.
Give them credit.
We did.
Ralph, give the Jews credit for figuring out circumcised penises.
Right, thank you.
I have a percentage in the United States.
Thank you.
It's estimated that the overall rate of circumcision in the United States is approximately 80.5% as of 2020. I'm checking Europe right now.
You want to give me credit?
I'll give you credit for that, dude. It's good math. That's good math right there.
Also, just to ask you a weird question, because I'm going to sound stupid.
By the way, that song was awesome.
Yeah.
On your video. Is that the song
you heard?
That's
the song I heard. I'm like, well, this chick, sorry to say chicken, this girl is very cool.
This dingy broad said what?
I immediately liked the music. Yes, Shannon.
Can I tell you the other one? So the United Kingdom percentage is 20.7%.
So
are circumcised, yeah.
No, so it's an actual, exactly flipped.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, I fucking nailed that shit.
Ew.
I have my own person.
UK.
So when you come back to New York, there are things here that you miss? Like you thank God I'm back here besides the circumcised penises. Are there things that you want to do immediately when you come back to New York?
Pizza.
That was a joke. I wasn't missing those.
I know.
Seasoned food.
Yeah, I actually was really excited about, I don't know, I never like think when I'm somewhere that I like miss somewhere that much. It's just when I get there that I'm really excited. So I love spring here. I missed my friends. I missed bagels.
I was going to say, what food stuff?
Bagels.
Are there any good bagels in UK or no?
No, they're shit.
Yeah, they're shit.
And everyone always, when I tell them, is like, what do you mean? And I'm like, okay.
Even other states don't get bagels right. Like, bagels in Miami are shit.
No, they're mini. They're, like, this big, and they're never toasted, and they're always plain. Like, I can't find.
Really?
Besides this one place that has them. Sesame, but they're not really like, they're still this big. I'm always like so hungry.
And you've lived in, I know you lived all over the place. When you left here when you were 15 or something, right?
Yeah, I moved to Zurich and I did high school there, and then I moved to New Orleans for my bachelor's.
Where'd you start music?
So after that, I started, well, my whole life I was like in chorus and the choir and stuff. And did like singing lessons, not my whole life, for like a year. But then I had too much ADD to keep doing it until later on. But
I mean, when did you decide you were going to jump in professionally?
Probably after college. Once I was working at this record label here called BMG. And then I, like a year and a half in, was just like, I need to be a musician.
Were you working like with artists and stuff at BMG? Like, what were you doing there?
Yeah, I was doing like marketing stuff. I was a coordinator, and then I got a promotion to senior coordinator.
Hell yeah. What'd you go to school for?
Hell yeah. Psychology.
Nice.
I just was like, I need to work in music now immediately. And then I like interned there. But yeah, then during that time I was DJing the entire time, like on the side, like a lot. I was playing techno.
I heard a remix of one of your songs that was fucking great. I mean, I wrote it down.
Oh yeah, I like to play that when I'm DJing.
Yeah, that was a fucking super cool.
There's Stranger not, remix. Yes,
it's a great remix of that song. It's really cool. And then in your bio, it shows how stupid I am. It says you were considered for a Steinway Fellow. I don't know what that is.
That's not true.
What does that even mean?
I was not considered for a Steinway Fellow.
But what does it even mean? I don't even know what it is.
A Steinway Fellow is like someone who's a classical pianist to the company Steinway. Like, besides, is so good. That
it was in a bio somewhere.
They're going to like sponsor.
I don't never heard the term. How did I fucking get the term, Jay?
Ralph, does the lighting in your side? We all look
Does that
her.
Say that in my
but
bio?
Me and you look horrible.
It's I that
look
screen. Horrible. It's that screen. You guys look better on my screen here.
We do.
Let me see me. Can I see me? Ooh. God,
yeah, I mean, we look
it's that
sickly.
Screen, I promise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shannon, how fat am I? So fat? Or is the screen making me
I think that my girdle is adding a little weight to me, for sure.
Is that what it's called?
It's a back brace, but yeah, if I don't have it on, I can't sit for
it's
an
called
hour.
A grandmother. It's called a grandmother. You know, like a husband? You like a husband pillow?
You really look like you shorted out for a second. I thought there was
a... It's a grandmother.
All right, so the EP that's coming out, your first EP, it's called That Was a Close Call, right? One of the songs on there, which I guess ties into your what you studied, is about anxiety.
Yeah.
So that was your study in college. Is that where that came from?
No.
Okay.
It's not. I had it long before, sadly.
Oh, okay.
But no, that song came from my own anxiety.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? Lexapro? Knuckle me up. Take Lexapro?
I'm on Prozac, actually.
Damn.
What do you take? You take
Lexapro? But I did run out like a week ago.
Hey, you're fine.
Well, I feel fine.
Yeah, you take yourself off. You're fine. You're doing good, right? You feel good.
But
you don't need it anymore.
No, anxiety is about, because I had it for so long, and then during Corona, I got like a therapist and my meds or whatever, and I just didn't have it for like 4 months, and it was so crazy because I was like, this is just what it's like to be like living without anxiety. I don't want to say it's like anything else. I was just thinking about something, but anyway. And then it came back, and that's what I wrote when it came back.
Oh, okay. So you were over...
I was like, oh, I forgot how shit that is.
Somehow your anxiety dissipated for a while, and then it came back.
Yes. But it's gone again now, but that's from when it came back,
Do you take, is it something you take every day, Lexapro? I don't know how it works.
Yeah,
okay. And does it make you feel weird at all, or no?
No, if I don't take it, I felt weird. But I've done that where I've just gone off it, and you're like, for months, you're like, dude, I'm killing it. Everything's great. And then one day, you're like, I can't see. What's going on? The world's so scary. And then it's just, you're like, oh, I got to get back on it. Hmm. I went back on it at the beginning of quarantine, and I've never been straight through since.
Right. Does it fuck up your mood in any other way?
No, I still think you're hot.
Thank God. Thank God for that. Even with my back brace, Grandma?
Yeah, dude, I don't mind. When you're
Grandma?
When you're wearing your grandma?
All right, then one other question. I know you're going to do a song live. You said in several interviews, they asked you about the biggest lesson you learned so far, and every one
several?
Of them that you said about people will screw you over in this industry, watch yourself,
what?
Check contracts, that kind of stuff. Did you really have that much shit happen already?
I didn't get screwed over like with millions or something. It was more of like personal ways where I was like, just make sure you don't do that. I'm not saying I got like, yeah, but if I was, like, really big at that time, like,
So
it would have been really bad.
Because you, it was early on in your career, you didn't get as screwed over as you could have been screwed over. That's what you're saying, right?
I guess so, because no one knew about it but me. Right.
Okay, fair enough. Hey there, responsible adults!
Yay.
Are you over the age of 21?
Yay.
And you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal?
I am 2,027 years old.
You were born a little bit before Christ?
Yes, and 2 months after you, jerk off. Who's the clown, Shannon? When this guy got back with a new attitude, yes?
If you want to get high.
Yes, I do.
Really high.
You've stressed me out already. You've been home for a week.
And super duper legally high.
Oh, fuck you, pigs.
Guess where we're sending you?
Where?
YoDelta.com.
Right, YoDelta, my castle.
How old were you, said?
2,027 years old.
Wow, that's wild. You were there in the BC times.
Yeah? I don't know. Never met the guy. Heard stories.
They have vapes and gummies. And if you're in one of the states, the
truth
majority
be told,
of the states.
I lean Jew.
I'm not surprised. If the voice is a little Jewy.
Yay.
It sounds like it came from
it's
Jew.
It's somewhere my Jackie Mason impression's in here.
It
somewhere.
Sounds like the Empire probably has a circumcised penis.
For sure. The ladies like it pretty. I don't like to make them work for their food.
If you're living in.
Thank
one
you.
Of the states.
Thank you, Ralph. No,
where
get it, bro?
Where it's legal for Delta 8 and you're over the age of 21, just head on over to yodelta.com.
Oh, it's sick.
Stock up on the gummies and the vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
Yes. Put some tunes on your car, roll down the windows, lay on the hood, and watch airplanes take off. Delta 8 is going to get you there, dog.
Go to yourdelta.com, use the promo code GAS, get 25% off.
Ralph, be honest. How romantic was that checking out the airplanes taking off on the roof of a car?
It made me think that maybe that'll be a new chapter in our lovemaking erotic fan fiction.
Let's see if my typewriter is still working.
Again, it's yourdelta.com, promo code GAS, 25% off.
Oh, there's for the Jews.
That's
right
for
there.
The Jews.
Listen up.
All of a sudden,
listen up, witches.
The Empire's ears went yoink.
Hello.
Not Empire. Yo Delta.
The Yo Delta ears.
Look.
Yoink.
I still call the Sprint guy the Verizon guy, you know? Can you hear me now? Jump or you jump, dude. Get that check.
All right, again, yodelta.com, promo code GAS. All right, let's get back into it. All right, so she's going to do a song live. I think it's going to be Ghost, right? Is that what you're performing live?
Yeah.
About a former relationship. And how are we doing, the Shannon? Is Jay scooching out of the way?
I covered myself in glitter. Should I?
You could do a dance. You could do the same dance.
Yeah, I just get a cup of water.
Yeah. Can we get a water? Is Frank still here, Shannon, or no?
I'm going to try and get you.
Okay. So Shannon can get some water.
Where the fuck is Frank with our water?
I had one of the questions for you, but no, I can't ask it right now because it'd be a horrible transition.
Why?
Because it just wouldn't make sense.
Nothing matters.
What is it? Nothing matters, dude. This isn't real. Did you fucking watch Bad Vegan? Nothing's real, dude.
No, I got
it. I finished that today.
You know, I've been there. I used to go there back in the day.
I know her.
Do you really?
Justin Silver is friends with her. You'll see all of his dog tactics applied to the dog she's talking about in the movie.
God.
And she used to come to the cellar all the time. I've met her a zillion times. I didn't realize that until Justin goes, you see that thing with my friend Sarma? And hearing Justin's voice say Sarma, I was like, oh, so yeah. Oh, I
dude,
didn't make
that's
the connection.
Already creepy hearing you say.
Let me say this. I don't believe her for a second. I think that she is not telling the truth.
Really?
And I think that there's a lot more going on, especially.
You think she's happy to tell the world that she is maybe the dumbest human being who's ever lived?
I think that she knew. I don't know. I just didn't see.
Do you think the Tinder swindler girls knew too?
No.
No.
I think it's the same exact thing. It's like someone wanting to believe that all of us. She makes more sense. Because she was in such a highfalutin world that she may have come across somebody that, like, mysterious and covered. That maybe the best part about the Tinder swindler thing, did you watch that one?
Yeah.
The Tinder,
was that
girls like, well, mostly I'm just a cat lady who sits home alone and watches Jeopardy, but now this international man of mystery wants to be with me, I guess. Like,
the first one, when I only saw the beginning, and was the first one, I was like, I don't think I can even watch this because it's so dumb. But the people after that weren't as bad, and that's when it got interesting. Because then the one in Holland was actually really funny and was like,
yeah,
I'm going to
cool.
ruin his life.
But I would say in life, if anyone ever tells you, hey, give me $1,000 now, and I'm going to give you $10,000 later, that never happens.
I said
right.
he did like an in-person life-altering version of the, oh, hey, I'm a prince in Africa, and I've got $1 zillion.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you send me $100,000, like I'm going to give you back
$1 million. Yeah. But Sarma, the fact that the fucking, she called, they spoke at the end, and they were like laughing
and
giggling.
Laughing.
She says it's all bullshit.
It's not all bullshit. I read it online that it was, it's old.
She said they really portrayed that bad. She goes, that's before. They don't talk at all. They have no communication.
Oh, really? So that was just bad
editing?
Oh,
it's from before. No, they do that on purpose. Like
she said, she goes, yeah, they actually fought. But listen, Netflix, even though she's telling the story, Netflix owns it now.
Right.
It's their production. So, like, she didn't have much say in, like, the editing. So she was like, yeah, that thing at the end, like, I mean, listen, she's not saying any other stuff was bullshit. Like, and that is as damning as anything. Like, you believe the guy was going to take you into some Thor world or whatever.
The dog is going to be immortal.
I was confused about the dog.
The dog being immortal.
And her. They kept saying too
much
focus on the dog.
It came up so often in the show. I was like, Nothing's happening, though, other than you saying
Yeah, she was like, and then he said if I gave him another $10,000 and he hits the casinos, that he's going to make my dog live forever.
So insane. I feel like she'd rather come off like an idiot than what might have really happened, where she could be incriminated and go to jail even longer because she was in on it.
But she wasn't rocking these things with him. He was by himself all the time.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know.
I think she was that dumb.
I don't know. And then the other one, which I watched, was the Pam and Tommy thing. Did you watch that?
Yeah, it just made me feel really bad for Pam Anderson.
What bothered me about the Pam and Tommy thing is that it's all about them not giving consent to the tape being released. And this show, neither of them gave consent to be a part of.
Tommy Lee did.
He didn't give a consent. He wasn't against it. Didn't give a consent. He just said, yeah, do what you want. But she just never got involved because they knew there was nothing they could do about
it. She's making her own documentary, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay, but the whole thing is based on a 4-page article.
Yeah.
So they fucking made up everything. They don't fucking know. Same thing with Tinder Swindler and this.
No, but speculation.
It's all about editing. It's all about how they present the fucking story.
Of course, but Pam Anderson, what I just said, I just never really overthought because she's always still been like in the ether.
Mm-hmm.
But, or just around, you know what I mean? Like marrying people mm-hmm. and whatever and just kind of popping up and always just being like that girl who was like the hottest girl in the world in the 90s. But she, like her career was actually on a trajectory to like start doing like bigger, better. Like she really like it did, and it made the world like she's always just gonna be like that
girl.
Playboy girl, yeah, naked, getting fucked. Like it's just.
But also, if Barb
and she
Wire,
never and she never did come out from under. If Barb Wire's a huge hit, maybe, but like it's a different world, and that wouldn't happen like now. I mean, Jennifer Garner, there's pictures of Jennifer Lawrence has pictures with her cum on her face, and the world's like, well, she got hacked. Like, who's gonna judge
she
her for
got
that?
Hacked?
Yeah, that was
that was like the first big one.
I never saw that. Actually,
they're everywhere.
Oh, treat yourself. It's okay. They're already out there. You can't change that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. They're all, there was a big one where all the celebrity cloud like got.
But no
hacked.
One holds like there's no.
Yeah, because they were the
power's
first.
Taken away from it though, in the sense where it's like Jennifer Garner. I don't think at least. I mean, she's always had like. An active career since and like a successful career since. So it's like people are it's like it wasn't like
definitely
she
definitely fine, I feel.
It got like stolen though, basically from her.
Yeah, this
so it's
though
like,
you didn't
the same thing, Pam and Tommy thing was stolen.
Pam and Tommy thing, I always thought they kind of released it. I just felt
you
that.
You told yourself that because you wanted to believe it. I didn't believe that at all. I was like, I guess it was stolen. I was 17. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Or 19. I'm like, I want to see Pamela Anderson naked getting fucked. It's great.
Anyway, so good to go back to your play. If you're watching live, you're playing tomorrow night at Rockwood Music Hall, which is one of my favorite venues
cool
in the
venue.
City. Just
that was the
cool
stand for a while.
I've never been.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. They've made it better because they doubled it in size.
It's in the theater.
It's like a bit much cooler.
It's in the hotel, basically. Right?
Yeah, it's right next to the hotel. But yeah, they took both the Orchard Street side and the Allen Street side. They used to only have like half the block, and now they have both sides.
But you know, that was the stand while they were in between clubs.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's a great vibe over there.
It's a great place.
The new EP, that was a close call, and you're going to do Ghost Live now. Shannon, does Jay move out of the way? How are we doing this?
Yeah, I guess he can scoot to the right a little bit, and I'll zoom in.
Yeah, just stay where you are.
Am I keeping these headphones on?
If you want to hear your track.
Am I playing that track that Paul said?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, I really look terrible on it. I look as gray as the board behind me.
I promise it's that screen.
Oh my God, what's wrong with me?
Which camera is this?
There you go.
It's straight, this one right
here. Sophie looks fantastic.
Yeah, why does she look good and we look like we're dying?
She's prettier than you guys.
Because she's young and attractive.
You don't look like you're
old
dying.
Old monsters.
Like reminds me of my grandmother.
Hey, Sophie, sing your song.
Grandmother?
Yeah, you wearing your grandmother?
All right, ready?
But I can't sleep, nor catching anything but feelings. Am I just too blind to see? Is there something that I'm missing? And I don't know who you got it from. Guess it just happens when you're young. I hope they know all the damage they've done. So why are you scared? What did I do wrong? I'm not the ghost you're running from. No need to compare, I won't do anyone. I'm not the ghost you're running from. Told you that I'm here to stay, but you still think it's just the honeymoon phase. So what else can I say? Can you help me? 'Cause I'm running out of ways. And I don't know who you got it from. Guess it just happens when you're young. All the damage they've done. What is it that you're hiding from? Holding back what we could become. Scared, or what did I do wrong? I'm not the ghost you're running from. No need to compare, I won't do any harm. I'm not the ghost you're running from. Keep pushing me away, I'm not the one to blame. Keep pushing me away, but like I said, I'm here to stay. Keep pushing me away, I'm not the one to blame. Like I said, I'm here to stay. I'm not the ghost. I'm not the ghost. Mm-hmm. So why are you scared? Oh, what did I do wrong? I'm not the ghost you're running from. No need to compare.
Damn, that was great.
That was great.
That's cool.
Nice voice.
Thank you.
So once again, Josh, she'll be at Rockwood Music Hall. The EP, That Was a Close Call, SophieVaughn.com and at SophieVaughn Official.
So good.
It's really cool.
Thank you.
So questions are, I know you play piano, right?
Yes, but I'm not a Steinway fellow.
Okay, I still didn't know what that meant. I was just curious.
Grow
just
up,
can't
Ralph.
Pretend. I can't pretend such a thing.
Are you still DJing or no?
Yeah, I'd like to be DJing more. I find it harder to find gigs than, I kind of lost steam, not steam, but like traction after Corona, and then I moved to New City, so I haven't played as much as I'd like to, but I still know how and want to.
Fair enough. Jay, I was saying this to her.
You're still having raves in your house?
I still have raves in my house, yes. Okay. In my life, since I left my childhood home, I've only lived in three places. So from 21 to 52, I've only lived in three apartments. She's moved a lot, like you said, almost every 2 years, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Do you have a, how about you?
I just moved a decent amount. I don't like moving at all.
Yeah.
But I've stayed in place for a decent amount of times. I guess when I was 23, I moved to Astoria. A year later, moved to Middle Village. After a couple years there, moved around the corner. So that wasn't really a big move. Then to Long Island, then to East Village, now to where I'm at.
That's not that many. I thought it'd be more. Do you have a favorite? Because I know you spent some time in Zurich and some time in London, some time here. Do you have a favorite city at this point?
And some time in Berlin and New Orleans, I'd say...
Auschwitz.
Bro, I'm literally German. Stop. What was the question?
A favorite
city?
Fuck. My favorite city is New Orleans.
Oh, really? I've never been. Have you?
No, there's really genuinely still, I think, not like a comedy club there.
Oh.
And it's more just randomly for that reason. I've never been there.
For fucking 3 years now, Tim Dillon and I have been planning on going there and just eating like animals for a week.
Really?
Yeah, we were talking about it forever. It just never happened yet.
I was supposed to play Tulane. Tulane's down there, I think, right?
That's where I went.
Is that where you went? I was supposed to play Tulane right before the levees broke.
Oh, wow.
It was that? Yeah, it's been fucked. Yeah, and it was like the school was fucked from that storm.
Didn't they just have a tornado hit? Is that just happened?
Yeah, they did.
That's crazy. I saw the video of it. It was nuts.
Leave New Orleans alone.
It's fucking crazy. New Orleans
does not deserve.
Little Wayne,
no one does.
Little Wayne, talk to God, please.
I saw them show like the actual, like someone filmed like the tornado spiral forming. It was ominous and scary as shit. And then it just ripped.
I feel like I would just freak the fuck out.
Ominous was on Ralph's word calendar today. Ominous.
Sorry, I have a good vocabulary, Jason.
Shut up. I almost threw Perrier at you. Did you see that? I almost threw Perrier at Ralph.
All right, so listen. We got to ask her the question.
Why are my cheeks so fat and red?
Oh,
my God. Turn the camera off.
Just put it on her. At least she looks good. We look horrible.
This is a lot of pressure.
I look at me. I look like I'm dying. Yeah, you look better than I. At least because I have old gray behind me, so it makes me look even worse.
I need some filler.
God damn it.
Ralph died 3 months ago.
That's what I look like. I look like I'm fucking dead.
Oh, have you met Cadaver Ralph?
I'm going to show you guys the screens when this is over. You're going to feel so much better.
I'm not looking again.
I'm not ever looking at
I'm just going to cut my losses and say this is it.
No wonder.
That's how I look. Deal with it, world.
No wonder people make so much fun of how I look.
I'm hideous.
I look like a goddamn monster.
Me and Ralph are hideous. We look like monstars. Big, tall, basketball-playing monsters. Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR Show. And this is for fans over the age of 21. No nerds. Because I want to tell you about my newest favorite vape pen. And it's from Meepot. I don't think vape pen's the right thing to call it. This thing is a
machine.
Girthy.
A vape machine.
No. It's a handheld thing, but it's got I like it. It's got a grip
weight.
To it.
It's got a weight.
Yeah, it's really good. I am a longtime smoker. I like the read. I was smoking a pack a day for years, including today.
Including on the way here.
And it's the hardest thing to quit, as I have not done it yet. But I'll tell you, once again, a lot of time I live on a high floor now in a building.
Brag.
So I don't want to go, yeah, you know how it is, and the door guys and all this stuff, servants. I call them slaves. They don't like it.
That's weird.
It is weird. They're like, we're door guys. And I'm like, you got it, man. Just fucking clean up out here, would you? Meepot is great because I have them in my house, and when I go inside for the night, like 8 p.m. or so, if I'm in for the night, which is good, I would normally go outside and smoke 6-7 cigarettes before the night was over. But with Meepot, I'll just stay upstairs and use the Meepot. It's cut down on my cigarette smoking a lot. It's delicious. They have disposables and refillables. I like the disposables because I don't give a shit about the earth at all. They also have a bunch of stuff for 420 users, you know.
Oh,
cool kids. Ooh.
The hipsters.
Yeah, what are you guys, fixing up a car? You getting mustache waxes? If you're still smoking, this is way better. If you like flavors, they've got them. If you've been using something else, these have a great draw, which is another big deal. And Shannon, you could attest to that too. The draw on the vape is a huge deal, and Meepot has a great one. So if you go to Meepot.com, use the promo code SDR, you're going to get 20% off right now. Again, that's Meepod, Meepod.com, promo code SDR for 20% off. All right, let's get back into it.
Okay, so Jay, this is the last thing we're going to ask the first, but this is important.
Okay.
There's a website, I've never heard of this website before. It's called like Whatapad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never heard of it before, but it's like a...
Oh yeah, Whatapad.
You know it or you're bullshitting
me? No, I'm bullshitting you.
Okay. Apparently, it's the go-to place for erotic fan fiction.
Erotic fan fiction.
Right? So I told someone recently, oh, you know, we found out that somebody wrote erotic fan fiction about Jay and I, and they went, oh, was it on Whatapad? I'm like yeah, it was. Is that a thing? And apparently, it's a thing.
Is this the only one?
There are 14 pages. Shannon took one story out there.
Oh, but it's only one story, though.
No. Shannon, I didn't read through it.
There are multiple stories. So in this, what I have here, there's 34 pages. Each story, it ranges between like a page to 4 or 5 pages.
But it's one person or several people?
I think
this?
It's multiple people submitting.
Oh, okay. My God. It's fucking crazy.
So it's not just me. Okay.
You and my mom.
Yeah.
I pick this one because there is like a good amount of dialogue. Some of them are just
me and your mom
stories.
Write these together.
Yeah. Over coffee. Over Cabernets.
Over disgusting Miami bagels.
Yeah, so we're just gonna read through. I don't know if I think we should just read a page. This is too long.
Do you want me to like read this setup and then pause for you guys to talk to each other?
Yes, you read everything except the stuff me and Ralph say, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one's titled, It Wasn't
It's
a
Two
Date.
Pages. Do all two pages.
I have three.
So do I, dude.
Three is too much.
Shut up. You don't mean that.
I really fought with the printer today. It made me nervous.
She fought with the printers. Let it happen.
Okay. It's titled, It Wasn't a Date.
So if you ever brought a change of panties.
Sophie thought it was going to be about her when I said we had erotic fan fiction.
I would never lay that on you.
I would be shocked.
I would not do that to you. I mean, hey, by the way, want to hear disgusting ideas?
By the way, if there's erotic fan fiction of him and I, there's going to be erotic fan fiction of you. Believe
eventually.
Me.
Eventually. I don't know. Well, I'm having writer's block.
Believe it when I see it.
You hear that, people? The challenge is out. Sophie Vaughn.
Go to Whatapad right now. She wants it.
Okay,
go ahead, Shannon.
Sure. Only a handful of people knew Ralph extremely well. Well enough to know that he wasn't completely straight.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
His best friend in the entire world, Jay, being one of them.
Yeah.
Ralph invited Jay over. Jay was just going to get dinner with Ralph since Jay hadn't seen Ralph nearly all month long.
Well, that part's definitely true.
Yeah.
It wasn't a date. Jay came out of the elevator, hugging Ralph tightly as Jay scoffed, letting go as he looked at Ralph, eyeing him up and down.
You're really hell bent on that losing weight thing, huh? By the way, this is sort of how I entered today.
It is.
It's the
you're
first
really
thing.
Hell bent on that it's losing thing weight thing, huh? Me. Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, you noticed."
Of course I did.
Ralph even put on something he usually didn't wear, a button-down shirt, ooh, a tie, ooh, dress pants. Oh. Fuck, he looked like a million bucks.
Meanwhile, by the way, I like that Shannon said billion and modified that, but imagine I was wearing a shirt and tie right now. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I got shit for not wearing a shirt and tie at Maddie's wedding because I don't like wearing a fucking tie.
Or if you wore an sneakers outfit made out of dollars like P. Diddy. Mm.
But it wasn't a date.
Is this me or Jay here?
I think you.
No, it's me first, okay, then Ralph. Right. Wait, hang on, it looks like $1 million. Come on, you're helping me.
I am?
Ralph pulled Jay over as Jay rolled his sleeves up.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
I don't know, is this me? I can't tell, we should have...
I think it's you.
Start off with something simple, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Ralph handed Jay a knife.
A what? That's weird, okay. Take the side... Oh, I'm teaching you how to cook.
That's very sexy.
Take the side of the knife and crush the garlic under it.
Jay did it as Ralph handed him more.
Hey, maybe you can cook after all.
Jay, oh, I think that was Jay.
No, that's Ralph.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Jay rolled his eyes.
Asshole.
Ralph laughed. They were both doing pretty good for dinner. Mm-hmm. Ralph felt Jay's hand push against his hips.
Hey, buddy.
Get over here.
Ralph looked over as Jay looked over his shoulder.
Is that me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't believe Lewis taught you this shit.
Ralph nodded a bit nervous. Jay was handy and handsy in the kitchen.
Oh.
Better than what Ralph thought he could. It wasn't a date, though.
It was not.
It wasn't a date.
Jay looked up.
All right. I'll admit it's not horrible.
Horrible? It's not exactly the best either. God, Jay, you eat like a 3-year-old.
Jay smiled warmly at Ralph.
This is you, I think.
Just be thankful I even helped you.
Ralph nodded, taking Jay's plate before scraping the rest of his half-eaten meal into the garbage. He put the dishes in the sink, running warm water over it before noticing Jay leaned next to him.
And I say this?
Yeah.
Why don't we watch a movie for a bit, unless you've got something to do?
Ralph glanced over. God, Jay was so captivating.
Right? Not on this screen.
He was so damn handsome and nice. He was always so friendly and caring towards Ralph.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that works.
This cannot
be a
date.
We are losing Sophie. She is out.
Sophie, do you hate this, Sophie, or you're getting turned on a little bit?
She's not even sore turned on. She's getting cold.
I was listening the whole time. I just thought maybe I should sit back, you know?
Yeah, no, go for it.
I wish they would have written this like a script, but yeah. They didn't think we would be
it's
acting.
It's fine,
so.
It's fine. Good.
Okay, this cannot be a date.
This is supposed to be funny, Jay?
Oh, come on, Ralph. It's grown-ups. This is like the shit I used to watch with Christine when we first got together.
Ralph scoffed.
It's so stupid.
That's what makes it funny.
Stupidity?
Yup.
Jay sighed.
Fine. What's funny to you then?
I don't know. Actual jokes? Like stand-up?
Jay nodded.
Right. Forgot you're always so stuck up and serious and only stand-up makes you laugh, right? That and seeing you do dumb shit. Oh, no.
Oh, that and seeing you do dumb shit.
Dumb shit?
Yeah, like you doing things that make you feel embarrassed.
Oh, like that one girl who freaked you out, Ralph? That embarrassing stuff?
She didn't.
Jay climbs on Ralph as Ralph laughs.
Climbs on him? Yeah, she fucking held you down like this?
Holy shit.
Ralph could feel Jay pinning his wrists above his head on the couch as Jay continued hearing Ralph laugh more.
What if I do something different than she did?
Jay!
Are you ticklish?
No, I'm not.
Why don't we test that theory, huh?
Jay, I swear to God, if you...
Come on, you grumpy asshole, lighten up. Man, I'm taking you.
Jay went straight for Ralph's arms as Ralph laughed hysterically like he's doing right now, begging him to stop. Jay, of course, found it amusing to see Ralph wiggle and thrash, knowing damn right...
I bet you did.
Knowing damn right Jay was stronger than him. Jay finally stopped hearing Ralph wheezing from laughter, his stomach aching. Jay got close to Ralph's face, both smiling at each other, having so much fun tonight for once. Ralph just couldn't resist. He wanted to believe this wasn't a date.
Wait, does that mean we don't have fun together? Because we had fun for once.
Well, never like this.
Ralph laid a hand.
I mean, sure, we played some video games, eat pizza, and watch UFC and shit, but I don't know if it's ever picked up like this. I don't remember jumping on top of you and pinning your wrist down.
This is much more fun.
I would. Is that what you want?
Ralph laid a hand on the back of Jay's neck, pulling him into a kiss.
Clearly.
Jay kissing him back.
Begging for it.
Ralph didn't expect Jay to kiss him back, but he did.
What am I fucking, we're going to make you feel uncomfortable? When in Rome, dude.
And they weren't just kissing now. It was making out.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, it's a tongue wrestle.
Shit. Like really making out.
Yeah. Oh.
Ralph wanted so much more.
Slow down.
He didn't want to push his limits with
Jay. You don't know where I can go.
Ralph felt Jay pushing his hands roughly against Ralph's chest, bearing his weight on him. Ralph didn't mind one bit, pulling Jay in closer and just trying to focus on kissing him.
Yeah.
Ralph couldn't, though. All he could think about was where Jay's hands were going, pulling further down.
You know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
What, are we going to dick around all night?
Where are you going?
What, are we going to fucking sit here and shoot the shit all night? Let's go.
As Ralph could feel Jay's hands in places they shouldn't have been, Ralph tried keeping quiet, holding in his enjoyment. This was all going to be over soon. That's what he would tell himself. This was going to stop. Jay undid Ralph's belt.
My teeth.
Unbuttoning his pants and pushing his hand into Ralph's boxers.
I like that I'm wearing a belt and boxers.
Yeah, boxers? Yeah, why are you dressed like Marky Mark?
Well, with my belt on, it did, but then maybe it was this belt.
Ralph moaned. He couldn't help himself. It felt too good. Jay ran his fingers against it, both of the boys hard.
Clearly.
Whoa.
It wasn't like Jay wasn't enjoying it. He was.
Oh, thank God.
Ralph felt Jay yank his hand forward. Ralph, eager to get Jay's pants off as well.
Of course. I'm not going to be the only one with my hog out.
Just so you know, I'm built very weird, so if you just undo my belt, my pants are just going to fall off. I have no ass.
Ralph started taking Jay's jeans off as Jay let go, getting off of Ralph almost instantly as Jay panted.
What happened?
Ralph sat up as Jay yanked his pants up in a panic.
Ralph, we can't do this.
Why? I thought...
Ralph... I love you, okay? I really do, but I have Christine. Christine, can you pop your head up?
Christine, can you pop up? Christine, is she here? There she is. Christine.
I have Christine. I can't be doing this with you.
Ralph stared, trying to process it.
She won't find out. I'll make sure of it. And
Ralph.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, you're an actor.
This is how it all, no, this is, no, go ahead. This is you.
Oh, this is me.
Oh, no, this is
no,
me.
No, I said, yeah. I said, Jay. No, wait. Ralph,
oh, this is me.
I go, yeah.
This is how it always starts. I don't want to fuck up another relationship. It always eventually goes to me fucking one of my guy friends. hang on. This is how it always starts. I don't want to fuck up another relationship, especially with Christine. Fuck, I should know better than to do this.
Ralph quickly fixed himself, going after Jay as he grabbed Jay's hand.
Jay, please, come on. Don't do this, okay?
This is you still.
Oh, she's not going to find out. It'll just be for tonight.
Ralph, I don't want to take a chance on that. One night turns into two, then three, then the next thing you know, Christine be screaming at me about how I cheated on her.
Jay left as Ralph huffed, leaning against the wall before sitting on the floor. Burying his face into his knees, he was so close to getting the thing he wanted the most. The person he fell the hardest for. Yet Jay was right. He shouldn't have gone after a taken man. Ralph should have seen this coming.
There should be organ music playing now.
Also, I mean, not for nothing. It wasn't a date, right? Come on now.
It wasn't even a date. You're fine. Yeah, it wasn't a date.
The moral of the story is that Ralph should have seen it coming.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what. I jerked off in that Uber ride Ralph sent me on home. That's why his rating sucks.
By the way, whoever
Ralph
wrote
got
that,
me an Uber and I jerked off in the back seat. You don't work me up like that and send me home.
Whoever wrote that, good job, whoever wrote that.
Fantastic.
That was fucking
work.
Well done. So, yeah. Okay, so SophieVaughn.com. You are going to be at Rockwood Music Hall tomorrow night if you're watching
tomorrow
live.
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., no cover.
Hit the, like, what's going on next in the world of Sophie Vaughn? Like, what's the rest of the tour? Are there dates? Are there other dates here in New York? What are you doing?
Doing another date April 2nd.
Here? In New York? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And when is the actual full EP coming out? Because you've been releasing singles.
I released the EP in December.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
But I released two singles since then. I have like five more, and I'm going to record five more. So
okay, fair
there'll
enough.
Be another.
Jay, you're never going to get in my pants again.
So humiliating when he does that. He couldn't brag more about doing all of his homework.
Right, we gotta do the first.
What a fucking ass he looked like right there. From our new friend Sophie. This, Ralph, this is why we don't fuck. This right here, these moments, this is why me and you ain't fucking ever, dude. It's got nothing to do with Christine. Christine would watch me fuck you. Feed Dawkins. Let Dawkins watch.
I love that Dawkins watch. All right, hit the first, Shannon.
Ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, yeah. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll
We're
Show.
We're two big gray monsters.
We're two big gray, especially me. I got a gray behind me.
God.
You got a red wall.
You really do. Your sweatshirt and everything just blends in.
It's fucking horrible. First of all, you look like
when Rambo covered himself in mud and then opened his eyes.
See me.
Close your eyes.
You know, come out of
where
the
do you go?
Look.
Where do you go? Gang, 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 gang.
We ask every guest that's ever been on the show these questions, which is your first experience with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We start with rock and roll, which is the first concert you ever went to. Hopefully one we're going to know, not some local band, but the first show you ever went to see.
The one I remember is Lady Gaga.
That's nice. A good one. That's a cool one.
And I was grounded during
for going?
It. No, I was grounded while we went, but my mom was like, I already bought these tickets, you're coming, but you're grounded otherwise.
Oh, so she took you because you already paid for the tickets, even though you're grounded.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
That's
you can't
cool
ground
mom.
A little monster.
I mean, I got yeah, I mean, that. Yeah, it's a cool mom, but...
That's cool that you did
I should have been grounded, honestly. Yeah. I even think so.
Were you already in music when you went to see that, or you were too young?
I mean, I always, like, really loved music and just... My mom was always like, it was the best kept secret. I'm like, I secretly loved it. No. I was singing and stuff before that, but I don't know why I don't remember, like, concert. I don't think I had went to a concert before that.
That's the one that's.
But everyone's like, what are your parents here growing up? And I'm like, I actually don't know, like, the Bare Naked Ladies and Bon Jovi.
Oh, well.
It's the only thing I remember.
All right, now the first drug you ever...
dude. The Bare Nakeds?
It's been 1 week.
Yeah. The BNLs?
They weren't bad, to be fair.
I only know that
they
one
were horrible.
I only know that song.
They were horrific. But
yes,
that's my favorite thing. When I got Sonos, when I got the Sonos speakers throughout the house, where you can control them from your phone, starting a speaker, anytime someone since has slept over my house in a guest room, I wake them up, I crank the Sonos all the way up, and then just start... It's been what? That's the most jarring thing in the world.
I don't remember a single Bare Naked Ladies song.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Oh, I remember that. I liked that when I was a kid. What is that? The bridge?
Yeah. It's the only song I know.
Watch the next files, put the lights on with Helen.
I liked that song. I can't deny it.
Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic.
Wow, you know much more words than I do.
I just
can't. Okay, is that the one you play for your guests? I'm guessing.
Yeah. It starts off so. Can you play the beginning of it, Shannon? It's such a jarring start.
I feel like I'm going to jam.
Well, turn it loud.
But it's the only song I know by them.
Yeah, it's the only song.
Yeah, it's been.
We listen to it on repeat.
Oh, I think their album is just that song over and over again.
Probably their
14 tracks.
It's been 1 week.
Yeah, it's a great wake you up in the morning song.
God, it's awful. All right, now
it's been.
The first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed's the worst drug you ever did.
After weed?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Molly. Okay, and how old were you?
I was, compared to my New York friends, I was a late bloomer with Molly. Like, I was like 19, 18?
You're asking me?
People here were doing it. My friends were like 16.
I was a late bloomer, too. I think I was 39.
I was 50.
Ralph was 50.
I was 50.
But it was awesome.
I just realized I was really young when I said that.
Yeah, I was 50 the first time I did Molly.
I was 39. No,
I was 49, probably. I was 49.
Was I 39?
Yeah, because cocaine I did at 50.
But I was young in college. I was in college already.
Oh, okay. So that's fun. Did you like it? Did you love it?
Yeah.
You can't not.
I didn't love it.
Yeah, you did. You know that you took meth the first time.
That's why. Yeah, you
loved it.
Yeah, you made fun of me when I said
second
that.
Second time
you said
you
it
loved
wasn't
it,
true,
dude.
And now you're saying it.
We hung at your house. I told everyone my life story one at a time.
That was the only time Ralph didn't want us all out of his house.
That's true.
The second
like
one.
Four
the
in the morning.
One.
Yeah,
that's
the second
true.
One.
That
one
is
on
true.
My birthday.
Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, remember Shannon panicked when we played Michelle Wolf's voice?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
She's like, I don't understand what you're saying. No,
for some reason, Jay's been trying to get me to do Molly at come over, and it's not a date. He keeps saying that to me.
It's not a date, though, but here's what I see. Let me just press my hand in your boxers.
You should have read that to each other on Molly.
Yeah, maybe right. We would have ended up making out.
Let's try that again.
Can I say real quick, it does appear that all of these many, many, many stories are written by the same person.
Oh.
And I'll just say his username so we can shout him out. Mm. It's King_Chaos with a K underscore 16. Username.
Get it.
I get it. Good
He's
job.
Leaning into it.
Good Brown. Job, King Chaos. Yeah, is that you? You're always in.
Get it.
I then the first time you had sex.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Ralph. It's a guess.
Mute, Jay.
I think it would be as good as any time, and then additionally the fact that I realized that later that I'm gay.
So that was what it was? It made you realize that?
No, not that time, but it's just, you know, I was just saying, as good as it can be when you're gay.
Oh. Fair enough.
Or for first time, mainly, was what I was saying. Actually.
Was it an Asian guy?
No.
I think that's the closest.
All right.
Okay.
The EP that's been out since September, that was a close call, SophieVonn.com, SofiVonn.
Oh, are you rushing around now because you said she was gay, Ralph? You're so fucking alt-right.
.com. And then Sophie Vonn
Get over,
official
dude.
On
we're
Instagram.
Here and we're queer.
She will be at Rockwood Music Hall tomorrow.
We're not going anywhere. We're here, dude.
Anything else you want to plug before we wrap up?
No.
Okay. Jay, yours?
She said she was a lesbian, dude. She's not even plugging shit.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, so why don't you fucking stop putting words in people's mouth?
She said gay.
That's why people get upset with you.
I didn't say that. I'm just kidding.
She did say she was gay. That one for sure she said.
All right, your plug, Jay?
Ralph's queer.
Everyone's queer.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Not my dog, though. Don't call my dog queer.
What's his name again? Dexter?
Dawkins, you are to grow up.
I feel like Dawkins is definitely queer.
Oh, for sure.
Probably.
Especially with this guy as a father. Jesus.
Oh, for sure.
Did you hear about the guy that returned his dog because he said it was gay?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
No.
How did he take it back
to the rescue? He was like, my dog's gay.
No.
Because it humped another dog, so he
God
brought it back.
God damn it.
They all do that.
People are so stupid.
The dog has now been readopted by a gay couple in North Carolina.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
That's crazy.
No, Dawkins, I'm hoping Dawkins is a lesbian.
That's right, it's a girl.
Because then I can look through her cell phone pictures.
I can't keep forgetting it's a girl because of the stupid name you gave
her. Maybe she'll show me naked pictures of the girl she's fucking.
All right, read your plugs, Jay.
I have so much coming up. Everybody, this weekend, starting tomorrow in Fort Wayne, Indiana, it begins, then Grand Rapids on Friday and Detroit on Saturday. It's me, Ari Shaffir, Robert Kelly, doing a little mini tour for 3 days. And then after that, I am place Ontario, California, the Improv. I will be there March 31st, April 1st, April 2nd. DC Improv, Lewis is going to be down there with me on that. That's the 7th to the 9th of August. I've got Moon Tower Festival coming up, Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, the Kid Rock Comedy Jam Nashville. Coming up. That's pretty awesome.
I'm all right. Jesus Christ. Look at you.
Say what you will. Kid Rock rules. I don't know anything about his politics. Don't care. I just think he fucking rocks. He's great. He Kid Rocks. The Netflix is a Joke Festival up in, also in Los Angeles. I'm all over the fucking place. I'm nonstop for 3 months on the road every weekend. So make sure BigJComedy.com for all that. Of course, the Legion of Skanks podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network and the Bonfire 5 days a week. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, me and Dan Soder.
Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and goats. Goats.
Goat yoga.
We have all sorts of interesting people come on, musicians, porn stars, comedians, reality TV stars, and they tell their own personal stories about a bad date they've been on, a fight that they've been in, and an experience with the paranormal.
All right, so then let's do this. Last one is that we try and figure out whether or not our guest believes in ghosts. Don't give any indication, Sophie.
Okay.
Jay, plug it. You say yes. Shannon, what do you say?
Yes.
I'm going to go with no.
Sophie, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
All right.
No.
I think that overall...
Great, and I have to sleep at Ralph's house.
I think overall I'm right.
I forgot to tell you, whoever wins, you have to sleep at their house.
More often than not, I'm right. I would like to say that. All right, so we end the show always with a song off your to our playlist, thestrshow.com/playlist. Do you want to add any? You want to pick one specifically from the EP?
Maybe Stranger.
Okay, we'll do Stranger. We'll add that to the play. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday with the founder of Juice Press. It is called The Good Sugar Podcast, currently in the top 100 of health podcasts. And we're opening our first location in June.
How many health podcasts are there? 30?
There's so many. It's more competitive than comedy.
Please let Shannon please laugh.
No!
You're in the top
100. All you do is
30.
Shit on me!
That's not true. I came in and said you were hot, and then I almost fucked you.
You wouldn't even have sex with me. You fucking slept me with a heart on.
I jacked you off,
you
dude.
You left me with
a heart.
You showed
me how to crush garlic, and I whacked you off. You're welcome.
Be with Christine?
That's a pretty good date. That's a pretty good date. You don't want my dog.
We're opening the first location.
It wasn't a date.
It was not a date, dude. Yeah, good call. And we're opening our first location in June. May or June, it's going to open up on the corner of 3rd and 69th Street.
Can I have a job there?
Yeah, sure. Follow me everywhere.
Can Isabella have a job there?
Your dog can have a job there.
Can Isabella have a job there?
Declan?
My daughter?
Isabella, good. What about Declan?
It's not his name, you piece of shit.
All right, we'll see you next time on the SDR show.
Listening to the SDR Show.